Blog Talk Radio.
Tell me something good. Tell me that you love me, yeah. Tell me something good. Tell me that you like.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the LOA Blend. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, Elisa. How are you?
I'm feeling a lot better.
You
every
sound
day.
Great. Every day. You sound so good.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still like blowing my nose and stuff, but it's good. Now I'm like coughing. Now it's like.
It's moving. It's moving along. As you're moving along, it's moving along. So
moving right along.
Moving right along. I'm glad to hear that.
Me too.
Yeah. No, I feel very optimistic about 2013, I must say.
Good.
Yeah, I'm really feeling a sense of fluidity and a sense of healthy detachment. Mm. And just, I think a lot of the information received in 2012 and a lot of the stumbling.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stumbling, you know, by everybody that it's serving a purpose of understanding. So, yeah, not going to carry the burden of the world on my shoulders in 2013.
Thank you.
Not doing it.
Yeah.
Nope. Not doing it. No, so it feels good.
Good.
Yep. Really good. So I'm excited. I'm excited of what's to come and the direction that things seem to be pointed in. So we're happy.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too. And I'll tell you what else makes me happy is seeing folks in the chat room. In fact, Anna is in the chat room as a Universal Energy Radio co-host.
Yay!
So she's in the chat room. We have Forsagi and Anitra hanging out there. So very
hi,
good
everybody.
To see everybody.
Yeah.
And we do have a couple, one with the hand raised. actually two with a hand raised. So.
Let's take the call, girl.
Let's do it. Okay. Is this Karen?
Good morning, beautiful ladies. Yes, how
good
are you?
Morning.
Happy New Year.
Look at her sexy bedroom voice. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you? Okay, listen, if it doesn't work out at the day job, you could always, like, you know, phone up
saying, that's what happens you when
know.
You get a cold.
Listen, honey, whatever works. They're not seeing you.
That's funny. How are you today, ladies?
We're great. So what's going on with you?
Oh, just it's up here in Canada, it's flu season, of course. And
Cancel.
Yeah, I don't get the flu.
Cancel. I don't even get the shot. I don't do none of that.
No, I don't believe in it either.
No, it scares me. No, there's all this talk about it. Even when you walk by, like, the pharmacies, you know, you see these warning signs, and I'm like, no.
No. And it's like free shot. I'm like, yeah, right. No, thank you.
No. Like, you drink the Kool-Aid, and they put you on the spaceship, and then you disappear. No, I'm scared. No.
Yeah, no, I don't.
No, we're not doing
I don't
that.
Agree.
No, you just take good care of yourself and keep your vibration up and don't have, like I was just saying to Elisa, you know, being very consciously aware that in 2013, not to have the burden of the world on your shoulders. Like, it's not yours anymore.
Oh, yeah, that's so beautiful because that's what, you know, the last week,
girl.
Feel that, right? We feel that. And,
all day, every day, yep.
And I had to do some more releasing and just realizing that it's not my stuff.
Right. Speaking of, right?
Yeah, and I had the weirdest dream. I wondered if you could help me. And Reader's Digest version. It was just...
Okay.
I had a baby, a newborn baby, and I was with a friend who had a three-year-old, an older child, and anyway, I ended up putting them in the bathtub, and I realized I'd forgotten them, and when I went in, they were both underwater, and it was really weird because I was screaming for my husband who didn't come, and I ended up grabbing the baby and the child, and I was on my knees, and I was crying to God. And the lives did return to both those children. Now, instead of in the past it being like screaming from my soul, it was more of a disconnect and more of a, you know, crying almost knowing my prayers would be answered, but in disbelief that these children were gone because of I wasn't paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, wasn't that weird?
Oh, yeah. No, it's not weird. It's perfect. It makes so much sense. You have the baby and the three-year-old. So a baby is pretty much kind of helpless. And you know that you've, and your mom and your grandmother, so you've heard for many, many years that it's the most critical age for brain development, which affects us for the rest of our lives, is from birth to age three. Isn't that interesting that you had, think about it, that you had an infant and you had a three-year-old. So that's kind of like how you would receive what later would be the tools for how you see yourself in the world.
Oh, my gosh.
So that's what that's about. So it's, they're not literal babies. The tub waters of the unconscious mind, and this is really about your issue with self-neglect, because you're all about, and I get this, and the reason why I can speak so clearly on this is because I got a little of this stuff in me too. Okay, so it's not like I'm like, oh, look at her. No, I'm like, look at me. So so then you're really much more conscious of the unconscious neglect.
Yeah.
So, of course, you're in a panic, because sometimes in the neglect of the self and being a people pleaser, you paint yourself into a corner, because then you're overwrought, overwhelmed, overworked, overtaxed, overstressed, and then you're pissed off and resentful, like to your husband.
Yes.
And that's who you take it out on.
Oh, poor Davy.
So this is a cry. You're crying to God.
Yes.
Because, and the kind of animal primal thing is because you're really separating, and this is all good news, actually. You're separating from the former self, because that's not serving you anymore. And you're now stepping into Karen, the illuminated self. So these reflexes, kind of like knee-jerk reaction to old patterns, old reactions, the reason why things kind of like vary in a very small way, but yet very impactful, why you have these little mini explosions in your day-to-day life, which may seem to maybe somebody else, oh, it's not a big deal, but to you emotionally it is because the old stuff, the old way of reacting isn't working anymore.
Wow.
So it's just really step back with a compassionate heart to yourself, and to know that that the operating system has now changed.
That, isn't that beautiful? That's what it feels like, because I think I feel so much calmer.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been.
Let a lot of stuff go.
Yeah, and the abuse, the exhaustion is definitely self-inflicted. And
well, it's because you got to change it up. Like it's enough. All your life source, you know, and that it's a struggle for you to paint. It's like almost like you have to go through this obstacle course of barbed wire to do what you love the most, because all the other things are in front of you that really, to some degrees, are more significant than others, or really less significant than others. Like these people at the workplace that are sort of pecking at you, you know, like the vultures. Why?
Yeah. When I returned to work, I wasn't feeling well that day and just disorientated and ended up being late. And I was actually calling in because I was sick that day. But her reaction was, you know, how dare you call in?
I don't even want to hear you. I don't even want to. I'm not being rude. I don't even want to hear you give energy or life because it's making it important.
Okay.
I don't even want to hear that. And I'm not being mean.
No,
I just want to cut through that energy. I want to just cut through that energy. I want to hear what Elisa is getting from this as well.
How did you feel after you had the dream? Like, what was your first reaction?
Shocked, because the visual of seeing the two little children lifeless underwater, especially the baby, I was just shocked and sad.
Okay. So all the things that, I mean, Elizabeth, clearly, you know, you pounced right on that. You know, you knew what this was about. Because it speaks so closely to you as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think all the stuff that was said is a way for you, because a lot of, in fact, a lot of times when you share your stories, there's a similar pattern. I don't know if you've noticed that, but it is that like they're showing you things where the contrast is there, but it's because it's either, you know, it's a dream or something. It's sort of removed from you.
Yeah.
Because you know that it's a dream after you wake up, you know, it's a dream. So the patterns are for you and are opening up for you so that you can start making, you know, you are making the changes. What's happening is you kind of dip your toe back into the old life again, because that's what you're kind of used to. And so like all the transitions, like even you being sick, some of my greatest transitions happened because I made space because I was sick. And
yep.
I'm not saying that that's always the best way. Sometimes that's the most effective way. To get rid of patterns. I mean, usually after I get sick for a while, I'll change up how I eat things, what I drink, because it just doesn't taste good to me. You know, I automatically know it's not going to do me any good. Even though I know in the past I can enjoy, you know, that cup of coffee or, you know, whatever it is. I know in the past it's been great, but in a different mindset, it's like almost like you're in a different body. You're like, oh, that's not what I need. and when you realize, you can make that decision and say, well, after the follow up question is, since I know that's not what I need, what is it that I do need? It's making that switch, because you can always go through the whole line of no, don't want that, no, don't want that, and you go through that, and sometimes it's a lot easier to say no, I don't want that, to say, well, this is what I do want. And a lot of times it's because our mind gets in the way of believing that the things that we do want are actually good for us. You know, something very simple, like everyone, you know, world peace, to use a cliche, you know, world peace, or just happiness. But then in your mind, it's like, well, I don't even know what happy is. I mean, you know, whatever. Like, that's not going to happen. Sometimes we get into that other pattern. So you got these little series of patterns that have just been part of your life. And every single time there's a major contrast, it's an opportunity to change it up. And you've been getting a lot of those opportunities.
Oh my goodness, yes, she has.
You know, and it's really hitting home for you. And you know, what happens is you start to doubt yourself. You get a little scared because it is going out of your comfort zone. And yet, not every time it gets a little less scary. That's why, like, I asked what your reaction was to the dream, and it was more like, you know, a little shock and sadness. And that totally makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. Because last year, I know I've had that experience. Where I knew I would have been, you know, screaming from my soul, like and it wasn't that. I'm thinking, that's so weird. Like,
the energy is different because it's different.
Yeah, and as I was dreaming it, what was clicking through my head was babies, that's birth. That's the new birth of something.
That's right, you.
Yeah, and I didn't realize it was me.
Well, it's you. That's why you're calling us, because we're saying. That's why we're here.
Well, and then, I spent 2 days going over it. What do I do? And then I thought, now isn't that interesting? I'm usually out the door, and today I have the time. My poor darling daughter's not well, but I thought this is an opportunity to find out about this dream, because I know that I've been doing a lot of clearing. And I heard what you said the last time, and because I'm always trying, figuring out, sort of, I stopped.
Right. So yes, that's it. When you stop trying, that's when the miracles come in. I just also want to say something too. It's very subtle. When you are in that space of clearing, clear without judgment, because sometimes we clear and then we're like, oh my God, like, I can't believe I did that. Let's clear it. And then when you're doing that and you're making that judgment, you're not really clearing it.
Oh.
So when you're going through sort of that, it's so subtle. When you're going through sort of that review of stuff that you're clearing, it would be good to intend to be as neutral as possible. There's a term that I like to use that's called positive neutral.
Positive neutral.
You could use that for everything. Like, oh, the checkout girl at the supermarket, she's rolling her eyes. Positive neutral. You know what I mean? Positive. It's a really nice baseline of a starting point in terms of just a filter.
I was really proud of something that happened this week, because this same woman, this manager.
Why are you talking about her?
Oh, because I just, in talking about that, I wanted to tell you how I overcame that. I was a shift for me because she said something that was really, and I won't say it because that gives it energy.
Thank you. Thank you.
But instead of being shocked and angry, I actually started laughing inside. And
good.
I thought, now, isn't that interesting? You just told me straight out what you're doing. And I have a choice in this moment to think it's, I just laughed about it and thought, well, that's interesting that that's your intent, but my intent is just to find the humor in it, and I can make a different choice.
And I think a long, long time ago, I'm not 100% sure, but I think a long, long time ago, there was the impression of the Laughing Buddha that I might have shared with you a long, long time ago. Yeah, and I think that's great. That was a long time ago, but I think that's a great model to carry inside of you as well. You know,
okay.
The Laughing Buddha. Even Google it, just as an archetype. I think that's a nice direction to go in. So listen, real quick before you go, let's pull a message for you.
Thank you so much.
All right, so stand by. You know the routine. I'm ready.
Okay.
Oh, she ain't playing. Okay. The humble breath of forgiveness infuses life force into the love waiting to receive it. Energy shift, awareness, and miracles dance in joy. That's really good. Oh, that's great. I'll read it one more time for you, honey. The humble breath of forgiveness infuses life force into the love waiting to receive it. Energy shift, awareness, and miracles dance in joy.
Oh,
that's
perfect.
So applicable. Yeah, well, you picked it, girl.
Oh, thank you. I love you, ladies. Happy
love
New Year.
You.
Thank
Happy
you again.
Our
you
pleasure.
Shifted me again. Thank you so much.
You shifted yourself. We didn't do nothing.
Oh, well, thank you for being here.
We were shaking bake. We helped.
Thanks.
We just helped.
I love this safe space.
Thank you. We love it, too. That's why we have it for everybody.
Please, blessings back to both of you. A millionfold. Thank you.
Thank you, honey. Shake and bake.
We helped.
We helped.
Wow. She's doing her thing.
She's doing her thing. Yep.
Good.
I love it.
We got another call.
Okay.
Area code 646. Hello.
Happy New Year.
Who's this?
Carmen.
Carmen?
Yes.
Hi.
From New York City.
Good morning.
Girl.
How are you? Are you a first time caller?
I called several months ago.
Oh, great. So we need permission to connect to your energy, please.
Yes, ma'am.
And can you give Alisa your date of birth, month and day?
Okay. Do you want the year as well or no?
No, month and day is fine.
Okay. August 30th.
Okay. So what are you needing? What's going on today?
I'd like to know the energy. What are you picking up between Sean and I?
Oh, did we talk about this before? Why is that name familiar? Ooh. Or maybe there's somebody else with the Sean. We've had that name, right, Alisa?
I don't know. Possibly.
Yeah.
Possibly.
All right. So he's in the bed with you right now. No, I'm just kidding. So Carmen, that would be funny. Carmen, just take a couple deep breaths. Let's pull a message. Let's start with that. So as you just heard, you'll hear some silly salsa music. Just we have that on purpose just to raise the vibration. Take a couple deep breaths. And when you're ready, just take a couple of seconds. And we need to hear you say the word pick. And then we'll take it from there, okay? So stand by. Well, the music picked it for you.
Okay, good.
You were too busy shaking those hips. This is your message, because you know your hips don't lie, girl. Interdimensional awareness is whispering to you with its delicate vibration, while you forge ahead in the playing field of life. Now, I think this is very interesting because although you're asking specifically about a particular person and the relationship, that's forging ahead in the playing field of life. But what's going on underneath all of that internally? Do you feel like you're going through a little bit of an awakening process or a spiritual shift?
I do, but
yeah.
I feel uncertain, to be honest with you.
Well, that's why you asked about the man, because what's really going on is what's going on inside. But that's okay, because it's not the right, at least that's not the first, time that this has appeared on the airwaves.
Mm-hmm.
So be sure that you're not sure, right? And then you're sure, because you're not sure, and you're sure that you're not sure. So
right.
Just trust that, because in trusting that you are acknowledging that there's something going on inside of you, Carmen, that is grounding. And that will also help you in the day-to-day things that occur in everyday life. Now, in talking about another person, sometimes it's difficult because we got permission from you, not from Sean. However, I'm going to turn this over to Elisa so I can continue to connect your energy, and I'll see if anything comes in regard to this. So I'll be back with you in a moment.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, hey, Carmen.
Hi.
when you know, you're in a, as of your birthday, you're in a number 7 personal year. And that makes sense in terms of you figuring out or not really sure about what's going on within. 7 is definitely a number that asks you to go within, to be introspective, and to check out what's going on with you. And it's also a very spiritual number. So if there's something that's coming up from the surface, from within, in terms of your spirituality or how you look at things now, that's very different from before. Then that's where the major shift is happening. And maybe I would say this is why you would ask about the energy between you and somebody else, because when you're shifting, that shifts everything. The people around you will notice it at some point. And a lot of times sometimes it's hard to stay on the same page, especially when you have so many internal questions that, you know, they may or may not be able to understand or even, you know, or answer. So as you're growing and evolving in your spirituality, especially in this period, this year, because your personal year goes from your birthday to your next birthday, these are things where you're going to be focusing on a lot of things that have been happening to you on the inside, and then how they affect some of your plans and some of your ideas that you've been working on. But if you're not clear within, and if there's, you know, these little bits of doubt, that's where you need to get your clarity. It is going to be from within, and so it's going to have an effect on how you talk to other people, how you are in relationships, whether that's personal or, you know, business or work relationships or just family. All of that is going to fly into that. And she just had her call dropped. So anyway, I just noticed that. So. I'm just going to continue.
Hopefully she can still hear what we're saying.
But she, you know, that's that question. It's funny how we get people who ask one question and then we have to peel back the layer and find out what the real, well, at least one of the other questions could be a little deeper than that. So she's all kind of giggly in the beginning, but we'll see what's going on if she decides to call back. But that 7 is definitely meant to have her check in and
absolutely
things that she needs to really get clear on. And it's not going to be necessarily, you know, someone's going to tell her, yes, you're doing this.
Right.
If you do get somebody from the outside telling you, you're pointing in the right direction, which is what we can do.
Right.
She has to understand what her place is, and we can't define that.
Oh, absolutely not. And, the thing about the 7, and thanks for your input and insight on this. It's so great to have a friend who's an intuitive numerologist and to have her on the airwaves, is that the 7 is such a nice, peaceful yet expansively challenging vibration, but I mean that in the most wonderful way, kind of agreeing with what you just said, that, you know, we can suggest and assist the person point themselves in the right direction.
Right.
In a more, I don't want to say right, because even to sort of step back from that, but just in a lighter lighter vibrational space,
right,
which then they could choose the direction they go in. But that's really, the rest is really up to them. But the seven is a beautiful gift. It's a beautiful milestone in just what has happened prior to that, and then getting ready for what's to come.
Right. And then we just got Carmen back on. So, hey, Carmen. Hello.
Hi, can you hear us, Carmen?
Okay, well, she is on, so.
Okay, so we'll keep talking.
Yeah.
So the thing that I just wanted to add on to what you were saying, and I don't know if she's going to be able to verify this or not, but I picked up a couple of impressions. Just to answer the question very briefly, I don't feel like there's anything really funky between her or too much resistant energy between her and Sean. I'm not really getting that. It seems like if she's in a positive space, miracles can happen, that it could be really nice and playful. If she's in, for herself, that playful space, that he would be receptive, maybe to the point that it would surprise her. So I don't really see like there's all these obstacles. Sometimes with other people, I'm like, you better find somebody else. But I'm not really getting that. I also got the imagery of a lot of greenery or a rainforest. I also got that there's something very appealing about the concept of a greenhouse, where a greenhouse is a very protected, controlled environment. And I was wondering, because I'll get these symbols and then I get clarification from the caller. But in any case, hopefully this may make some sense to her. But that there's something about the aspect of a greenhouse, that it's a protected, controlled environment that promotes a nurtured life, right? To nurture all that green life, everything is calibrated. It's no different than calibrating our thoughts, and that it's so, so delicate. Even what I was saying to Karen a moment before, that as she's clearing to be positive, neutral, because if she's being sad or judging the stuff that she's clearing, then she's not clearing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's so finite and subtle. I also wanted to say to her to watch her throat and that she may be prone to colds right now. So to just take a little mindful care in being more protective of herself. So whether this resonates or not, we have no idea. I just report the news as I get it on the clairvoyant teleprompter. So hopefully, Carmen, we hope this helps. And please feel free to follow up with us.
Okay. So, okay. All right. Well, Carmen, if you want to say anything, you can, hopefully.
Okay.
All right. But all right. We'll keep you on the line. We'll keep you on. We'll mute you now. So, well, good. Hopefully that, yeah, just keep us posted on that. I mean, and you should also just go ahead and download the show so you can listen to the stuff we talked about when your call got dropped. So, maybe that'll help resonate with whatever's going on. And I think that's,
oh, you know what though? We should plug our, I'll let you plug it. You want to plug our teleconference?
Yeah. And this is good because especially for those people, like we just had two calls where people are like, well, we got, you know, Karen, we do know she's got a lot of intuition. She's just, you know, trying to open up and trust. And if that resonates with any of you, we are going to be doing our own teleclass teleconference. It's going to be Monday, January 28th at 7 p.m. Eastern. And the topic is called Embracing Your Emerging Gifts.
And it's a free class.
It's a free class. It's going to be a class that we're developing, but it's mostly talking about coming into your own as someone who's very intuitive or psychic or sensitive. And even if you're not sure if you are, you probably are. So just go ahead and you can register. You have to register because we have to send out a link. It's not through Blog Talk Radio. It's going to have its own call-in line. And you can listen also online if you'd like to, but you do need to register. And you can send us an email at loablend@gmail.com and just put in the subject line, you know, a free teleclass. And we'll know to send you the call-in details and also the link eventually for that date for the 28th. So it's going to be a really good class. I'm excited about it. I know you are too.
Yeah. Just in our planning of it, I'm like,
right.
This is good
because we've been doing this show for almost 3 in a sense. I'm stretching it. I'm like, I'm going to round up, but
that's about two and a half years. Yeah,
and we definitely have our core group, but we also get people who call in and we can tell usually because. We have different gifts, you know, I do the numbers and we have my own type of intuition. And then there's Elizabeth, who is a channel and incredibly intuitive. And between the two of us, like we'll pick up on people who call in and like I was talking about earlier, some people have one particular question, but really the deeper question is, you know, I'm freaking out because this is stuff that's happening to me. I'm seeing my grandparent who passed away, or I really want to see my grandparent who passed away. Sometimes it's that, so that sense of being a medium. In other cases, it's premonitions that people are getting. It's weird dreams that the symbology is so amazing and a little overwhelming that they're like, well, what is that supposed to mean? I definitely had that. Back in the day, and sometimes even like yesterday, I could have a dream. You know,
that's so part and parcel of awakening and ascension. These dreams that I think dream isn't even a strong enough. There's no word yet to describe sort of that multidimensional experience that appears as a dream, but you know it's not a dream.
Right.
It's something. It's like you took a little trip somewhere.
Yeah. Sometimes there's so much more. So we have
more.
We do know that there are plenty of you who get into that and you know, like, oh my gosh, what's going on? So a lot of times you'll call into the show. And while we only have really so much time, like this is definitely a safe space. But sometimes you don't have the amount of time we need to really work with you on that. So this will go a little deeper.
Right.
And because we're asking for people to register, you know, it's not going to be like, just call in whenever. You know, you're going to have to know when to be there, how to be there, that type of thing, and to show up. And we're going to be covering a little bit more about our own backstories for how we got to this place. And then we're going to share just a handful of tips on what we do to help us, to really work with the energies that have been given to us, you know, that are working through us.
How to befriend them.
Yeah.
And not be overwhelmed by them. Yeah.
Yeah. So I know a lot of the people that we get to talk to, you've overcome some of the initial fears. And then it's just, a lot of it is just a matter of putting it into practice. So there will be opportunities to go a little deeper and a little deeper. So definitely, if any of this makes any sense to you at all, and that you feel like, oh yeah, I definitely want to be there, definitely drop us a line, loablend@gmail.com. I actually do have the links. So probably over the weekend, I'll be sending that information out to those of you who've already registered with us. And we're working quite a bit on getting everything just so for the event. And be sure to pass it along to other friends of yours.
Yeah,
if they don't get
us out.
If they don't get to listen to us necessarily, you know, every day or you know whatever on the air, you can just go ahead and tell them, hey, drop them a line. You know, this is what you need to do. And we would love to have quite a few people listening in. We would love to have all of you that'll listen in if it makes sense to you, because it's just another way for us to be of service and also to provide an even more private, I guess.
It's more formal and more. Yeah. It's just more formal. It's not going to be as interactive. It's just going to be you and I, and it's just you know, the next step in terms of what the LOA blend is outside of the radio show. So it's expansion because everybody's expanding. And I would say in the near future, we'll have a flyer, we'll have a link that will, you'll see all over, because we will pimp this out. You'll see it on Facebook, on Twitter, all over the place.
Yeah.
So that will be, that will be definitely out there. And what's great is as you were speaking, Elisa, we got one listener requesting information, teleconference. Good. So thank you. We love you. And then we actually have a question.
Okay.
So shall I read it?
Yeah.
Okay. So hi, LOA Blend. This is from the handle is Jenna Loves Mike.
Okay.
And we've dealt with her quite a bit. Hi, LOA Blend. Can you please pull a card for me? Give a reading related to me with TV. I'm pitching some TV producers' show ideas as well as applying for TV jobs. Thank you, Jenna.
Okay.
P.S. Oh, no, she went a P.S., girl.
Ooh.
All right. Where's my man? No, I'm P.S.
In the bed with Elisa now.
Hey.
Yes, I'm not in the chat room. I listen to the recording.
Okay.
Elisa, or you can say pick for me. Thank you.
Okay.
So, Elisa, I'll have you do the picking.
Like I do. I can do that.
Where's the banjo? I have you do the picking, cousin Elisa.
Do the picking. We're going to do some front porch picking. All right. All right. That's actually a line from a country song.
God.
Maybe I'll pick that one up next time.
Hee haw, honeys.
All right.
Okay, I'm ready. So this is for Jenna. Okay, let me focus. Okay. Use the blindsided experience of walking into someone's projection as an opportunity to dust off and love unconditionally without defenses.
Ooh.
Very interesting. The particular question was about, and I just like to look at the language people use, related to me with TV. I'm pitching some TV producer shows ideas as well as applying for TV jobs. And I just know in job market, and I would imagine that in the world of television, it's a cutthroat environment. So if she's in the situation that people might be a little short with her because they don't have a lot of time, or it's a chaotic and work experience for the person that she may be meeting with or whatever, or that they might be quick to judge, because if they say yes, that falls through, then they're risking losing their job. This is why every no brings you closer to a yes.
Mm.
And that's something that's kind of a philosophy that I use just to deal with the outside world so that I'm not feeling completely blindsided every time and disappointed and rejected. Every no brings me closer to yes. So see how that neutralizes the no, and you learn and grow from that.
Mm-hmm.
So this really could be related to that environment with that particular field of work, Jenna. So I just want to qualify that and then read this message again. Use the blindsided experience of walking to someone's projection as an opportunity to dust off and love unconditionally without defenses. So if you really believe in your idea, and know that rejection is part and parcel of the entertainment industry, dust yourself off and keep going through those no's until you get a yes. Now, I'm not saying that you're going to get all these no's or to expect that. I am not saying that at all. But if you do get blindsided, just know what that's about. And if you hear like these iconic success stories of people getting rejection after rejection after rejection. And like, there's people who wrote screenplays and they were living in their car until they sold it.
Right.
After getting numerous rejections, you know, or the, one of the most famous one is Sylvester Stallone, that he refused with Rocky. He refused. He went through like 100 no's because he refused for that film to be made without him being in the lead. Pulled out, you know. So there's many, 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 many stories of that. So having a tenacious spirit is really a requirement. Just to, if you really believe in your vision, and you can take constructive feedback to help you, and you could leave the rest that doesn't belong to you, and that you understand on the other side of that desk, someone is stressed because they don't know if they have a job tomorrow based on the decision they make, which may or not include your idea. Also, be very careful to, and it's hard because you can't copyright an idea, but things get stolen all the time. And even if they change it a little bit, they can still kind of get away with that. So you kind of have to copyright what can be copywritten, but also have the faith that all you can do is stand receptive and put one foot in front of the other and not be paranoid or worried about that either. There has to be some sort of trust in something greater than what you're just seeing with the naked eye. And you know, sometimes I'll say, well, you know, I've been stolen from by the best. And it doesn't mean that I had an idea for a show. That's not the case at all. But I could tell in certain circumstances that somebody might have taken an idea of mine and did their own spin on it. Mm-hmm. So again, not unlike every no brings me closer to a yes, I've been stolen from by the best. And see how that keeps me in a more active, positively raised vibrational state, although slightly challenging to get there. It's worth the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because I cannot give them the arsenal to inflict the wounds that I can do a good enough job inflicting on myself.
Mm.
Right?
Right.
So I hope, Jenna, when you hear this, I love that you download the shows. We love when people do that, that this resonates. And feel free to email us or communicate with us in whatever way works for you in response to what you heard. Is there anything that you want to add to that?
No, I mean, that was very basic, you know, to pick the message. And I thought that word projection was very interesting.
Yeah.
As well. And you know, whenever you go into any a different field, because I don't think she's in that field at all. I could be wrong. She's never indicated that in any of her other messages to us. But the world of ideas and presenting ideas to others to develop. You really do. One, you have to, you know, continue to keep the creative juices flowing.
Right.
And to have that thick skin and to know, you know, sometimes you have to get extremely creative. You already have to be creative, but then I think you have to continue to use that creativity
right.
to maybe, you know, modify and just put your feelers out, because the things that we think are so amazingly new and different, maybe they've already seen it before, but
right.
maybe they haven't seen it in a certain way. So it's not even that you know, one particular idea is bad. It just may need to be, you know, doctored up a little bit, you know, and modified. So I think it's, I love that you'd said, you know, you have to believe in your vision, and then to use the Sylvester Stallone story. I mean, that talk about being tenacious. And I would say even the character itself had to be tenacious. So, I mean, he knows what he's talking
True.
About.
Right.
So I like that advice, because anytime you're just dealing with something that you've been, you know, kicking around in your head and bringing it out to others, then to develop, you also have to be able to know when to let it go, I guess. And I say that as I think about Rocky. He didn't want to let go of certain things that he knew it wasn't going to go. It wasn't going to happen unless these conditions were met. So I just think going into something different and just being prepared for like the long haul of if this is what you want to continue to do, you can't entertain all these different doubts along the way. I think that's true for anything. But
that's true for us. That's so universal. Absolutely.
Yeah. You just can't. It won't get you very far.
Right.
If you continue to entertain various levels of doubt, and so just that's something that we all can work on.
Yeah.
And open up. So it doesn't even matter if it's entertainment industry or any industry.
Listen, it's just or just life. You like listen to the news and shootings and this and that. Like I would never have kids. I would never leave the house.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean? I would never have kids. I would never leave the house. And you just have to believe that. If it's your time, it's your time. That there is a divine plan. There is a plan that's bigger than us, and it's not to overlook those things and not to ensure safety measures and not to be conscious and responsible. It's really to pay attention, but to be paralyzed. There's a fine line between being reckless and being paralyzed.
Right.
So where's that positive neutral?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, we got one more call, and then we have White Lily in the chat room. So let's do the call.
Okay.
Hello, area code 404. You're on the air with Elise and Elizabeth. Who's this?
Happy New Year.
Oh,
is that
Lord.
Anna?
Oh, happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Oh my God! It's the trio for our hee-haw, honey.
It's the Universal Energy Radio hee-haw, honey. I'm gonna buy a banjo. I just want to let y'all know.
I know you got a banjo somewhere. You're people from Alabama. I know you got a banjo somewhere in your family.
Oh my God!
Ding 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 ding.
Oh Jesus! Lord!
Oh Lordy!
Anna, baby, how are you, beautiful?
I'm good. Oh, my gosh. This has been an amazing start of 2013.
I agree. I really do.
It feels really good. I said, I told Steph, I said, what is this? The 10th? Today's the 10th, right?
Yeah.
What day is it? And I have had very, very aware of the last 3 days and going into the fourth now. And I was like, I'm going to stop counting the days. They have been incredibly happy, and I can't explain it. The swirling, I call it swirling energy, but it's
my
gosh, and the things that are showing up and happening, and and that like on some of the days, it's nothing really in particular, like nothing huge happened.
That doesn't have to be huge. You just feel like spaciousness within you.
Feeling of just bliss coming through has just been incredible, and I just so love getting up in the morning and appreciating. And it was great today because I'm working on the magazine today, ladies.
Yay!
And it's like my first full day that I've been able to work. That I've put in here to work on. I'm scheduling it now, and it's just some things that I'm putting in place. And wow. But I wanted to say Happy New Year. I've seen you, Elisa. No.
She's like, whatever.
No, but Happy New Year to you. And what was so much fun, because I never in all the years, I never had the opportunity where it worked out that I could listen live and just play on the chat room. Never. Years and years, never. And just the last week, just the other day, and lo and behold, Anna and I are chatting in the chat room. And that was, and it was just so much fun.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, Anna, I'm telling you, because I talked about this on a subsequent show, and I shared this with the listeners. I think the reason, not only just to interact with you, which was so much fun, because we never get to interact, which is such a treat for me, but that guidance that they gave, don't check your email first thing in the morning. You know how many years I was.
I haven't since that show.
I haven't since that show. It's changing my life.
I've been up for like 2 hours, over 2 hours, and I have not checked my email. I've been on Facebook. I will admit that because
different. I would literally check it while I was still in the bed and it's dark outside.
One
of the I don't remember which of the girls said this. They were both fabulous. I love them both.
Anna Kay and Nicole. Anna Kay is our new Friday hostess with the mostest, and yeah, she brought on Nicole.
I think she said it where she said, "Why are you going to be ruled by somebody else's agenda?" And I went, "Dang! Now I know why." I listened to the show live, and I heard this, and I was chatting with Anna. And now I don't check the email until after I put my little one on the bus to go to school.
That's huge for me.
So I sent
her messages and said thank you so much because I just made a few shifts, and it's just incredible. We've got stuff. Y'all, 2013 is going to be amazing, not just for Universal Energy Radio.
And the magazine that Anna's talking about is a beautiful, I just saw a little taste of it, beautiful magazine, interactive online magazine for Universal Energy Radio. And what was so, and I have to thank you because it was a challenge. Anna was like, okay, so Elizabeth, you're going to do this. I'm like, okay. And and it was wonderful because it was just to sort of touch on how we all sort of came into being. Uh-huh. And I don't even know how I found the time to do it, but the time found me.
Yes.
You know, time bent and stretched in order to do that. And I have to say, the gift is really for me, mm-hmm. to be able to share my story and sort of come out of the closet a little bit. Mm-hmm. So I'm really looking forward to seeing the whole magazine. Just, you're such a brilliant designer and marketing genius. I'm very excited about how you're going to use that as a tool to really create a presence.
Yeah, so, I've had an overwhelming response, so I'm looking forward to that. And again, just with the idea of it, and always with ideas, folks, it always starts there. You don't have to put something together. You don't even know how it's going to happen. You just have an idea.
Right.
The folks that are showing up that are going to be in this magazine are going to be amazing. And the first one, of course, is dedicated to our beautiful Trey Black.
Oh, the cover's gorgeous.
And then I gave you a sneak peek of the cover, but yeah. Well,
I cried when I saw the cover. I did.
Oh, nice. But I just wanted to say hello and thank you. You two are my beautiful. I call you my UER rock stars, and I appreciate you so much.
Oh, we love you. Hey, Anna, since we have you on the phone, I never get to do mm-hmm. this with you. I would love for us to pull a message for you.
Oh, yes, please.
Okay, so I am ready whenever you are.
Six.
Oh, my God. Okay. This is your message. Breathing into the fluidity of the present moment and merging with Source suspends judgment and welcomes peace into the field of possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
It's really what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Just that bliss. It doesn't have to be anything major, but it's just that bliss. I'll read it one more time for you.
Yeah.
Breathing into the fluidity of the present moment and merging with Source suspends judgment and welcomes peace into the field of possibilities. I love that for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. That's for you.
It touches my soul.
And you picked a girl. So
thank you.
I love hearing from you. So
too. You guys are my appreciation. You were my appreciation this morning. I woke up.
Thank you, honey.
Kind of fooling around. I said, I'm going to go listen to my ladies.
Oh, I'm so glad. Well, we love you so much.
Love you so much. All right. Have an amazing day. I will talk to you guys later.
Okay. We'll talk to you soon. All right, baby.
Play.
Yay, girl. Yay, I'm excited. So you said, Elisa, we had something in the chat room?
We got chat and then someone, another fire, Henry, so we'll see if we can get it all done before the hour is up. So this is White Lily. So she just wants to pull a card. She said she's been feeling tired, low energy, a bit cranky and unmotivated. get ideas for my business, but then I lose interest, energy to follow it through, wondering what's going on. So yes. Can you please pull a card?
Pull a card. Okay. So she's in the chat room, so she can say pick, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. Pick.
Okay. This is a brief one, but it's good. In facing each layer of who you are revealing, the onion transforms into the lotus.
Well,
I got all, remember that show Kung Fu? I got all Kung Fu on this one.
After you catch the fly with a pair of chopsticks, we'll tell you what.
Right, get the stone from my hand, or the pebble, whatever it was. Okay, in facing each layer of who you are revealing, the onion transforms into the lotus. And this is why every time, you know, she's getting tired, because every time something else is coming to the surface for her to let go and then really reveal the greatness of who she is, she gets tired. Mm-hmm. So, and the onion, you know, the onion, you can cut it, you can cry, it could be sweet. It could be, you know, it's such a transformative process that so many of us are going through. So.
Very good. She says, I thought I was clearing. Of course you're clearing. Definitely.
Of course you are.
And so.
But just don't judge when you're clearing, like we said to Karen.
Yeah.
Just clear it. Just allow it. Let it just wash through you.
Positive neutral.
Isn't that good though?
It is good.
I love that. Let it just flow through you, wash through you. So, in facing each layer of who you're revealing, the onion transforms into the lotus. So, hope that resonates and helps. And then we'll try to take this last call.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Real quick. Okay.
Here we go. Area code 207. Hi, you're on the air with Elisa and Elizabeth. Who's this?
Hi, this is Cindy. How are you?
Hey, Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. How are you, darling?
I am well. I'm enjoying
good.
Your show. I was
thank
wondering.
You so much.
I was wondering if this is a good year for me to expand my business.
Oh.
Okay, so give Elisa your birthday?
Yep, it's 7/12/49.
Okay.
And as she's taking a second to get that going, the short answer is yes. And let's see what Elisa says.
It is. I mean, you are in a number six personal year.
Oh, good.
So there's already a lot of expansiveness, excuse me, that happened last year before your birthday. That
mm-hmm.
really pushed you forward into you know doing a lot of different things that you want to really get into. And so this year, because the sixth energy is supportive of community, a lot of friendly relationships, like with your family, it's a feel good energy. So if you're wanting to expand, having already being in that flow of really wanting to help provide for other people, and especially the people that are closest to you, your tribe, so to speak, then they're going to be all for it too. They're like, well, yeah, let's see what else we can be doing here to help you out. So yeah, I definitely feel like it's a good year for you. Last year, if you could have gotten through last year still feeling pretty positive, then this year should be a lot easier. You know,
yeah.
You've overcome quite a bit.
Let's pull a message for you real quick and see what comes up with that too. But yeah, I feel very good as Elisa does. So
yeah.
I couldn't agree more. All right, so real quick, stand by. You know what to do. Okay. The time of rebuilding after the wake of the soul storm is a beautiful foundation of refinement. The blueprints are encoded in your heart. That's perfect. I'll read it one more time. The time of rebuilding after the wake of the soul storm is a beautiful foundation of refinement. The blueprints are encoded in your heart. So I think that's symbolically very beautiful. And go for it and let us know how you're doing. I'm sorry, what?
Am I in a 6 year till my next birthday?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So go for it, girl.
Great. Yeah, so you got most of this year through July to do what you need to do. It's not going to be like on your birthday everything stops.
No,
but
the pumpkin and Cinderella.
But as you're developing everything, it's going to flow. It's going to flow, and you'll know what needs to happen after that point. You can call us back. You'll know what needs to happen after that point.
Keep us posted, and try to join our webinar on January 28th. If you're interested, send an email to loablend@gmail.com. Put a teleconference in there, and we'll send you the details. So we're going to sign off. If you want to learn more about the wonderful intuitive numerology of Alisa Banglin, check out someofyousumofyou.com. You want to learn more about me and the Collective Eye Channel, Building the Angels, check out Elizabeth, ELIZABILL.com. Please like Universal Energy Radio on Facebook. Please sign up for our teleconference. Again, loablend@gmail.com. We're back on the air on a Sunday, 9:30 Eastern Time, United States. And in the meantime, remember to
follow the feeling to you.
Have a great day, everybody. Love you so much.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.